Now, the rest of the story. Some people seem destined for their careers. The prodigy who becomes a famous concert artist, the little boy obsessed with fire engines and firemen who becomes fire chief. It appeared Kathy Costello was similarly destined to become a doctor. From her freshman year in high school, Kathy was a girl in a hurry, a youngster determined to become a great physician as quickly as possible. In the autumn of 1981, Kathy Costello entered Holy Angels High School in Demarest, New Jersey. It was about then that she began her own extracurricular study, reading everything she could find on the subject of medicine. Friends would say, "You want to be a doctor someday?" And Kathy would smile and nod and read on. The following summer, between freshman and sophomore years of high school, while her friends vacationed, Kathy took four classes at Dominican College in nearby Orangeburg, New York. She told administrators she was studying for a degree. They didn't believe her yet. The following autumn, entering sophomore year of high school, Kathy continued her studies at Dominican College, determined, she said, to become a doctor. Well, friends agreed that Kathy's aspiration was all well and good, but wasn't she taking too much on at one time? Kathy's answer was that she was not taking on enough, and so that same fall. Now listen, she was a sophomore in high school. She was taking courses at Dominican College, but at the same time she entered a third institution, another four-year college, St. Thomas Aquinas of Sparkill, New York. Now all three schools were near the New Jersey-New York border, about 20 minutes driving time apart. Kathy could handle it, she insisted. And when asked why, her answer was always the same. She wanted to be a doctor. Each day began at 7 or earlier, ended at 2 a.m. or later. After high school classes were over for the day, Kathy would take 15 minutes for dinner, often nothing more than candy, then change from her high school uniform in her car and in street clothing drive off to college classes. Her last college class was usually over at 9 p.m. That left whatever time it took to complete homework and to write theses and to prepare for exams. Year-round, Kathy studied, attending three schools simultaneously, fall through spring. She began by taking 9 college semester hours each semester in addition to her high school work, and then 12 additional hours, and finally 18. For Kathy Costello was a girl in a hurry to become a healer. This was the fastest way she knew how. For 3 years, she continued this nightmarish academic schedule, and finally in the spring of 1985, despite skeptical school administrators and even disapproving classmates, Kathy, age 17, graduated from Holy Angels High, 8th in a class of 152, and from Dominican College with an associate degree, and from St. Thomas Aquinas with a bachelor's degree, and both college degrees magna cum laude. Scholarships had helped pay her way, and she is studying to this day pre-med at Columbia. Her original inspiration is gone. For just before Kathy entered high school, her mother was diagnosed as having lymphatic cancer, and Kathy became magnificently obsessed with medicine so that she could become a doctor and cure her dying mother. And thus did Kathy Costello march into hell for a heavenly cause, to graduate high school and college in 4 incredible years. In the December before the May in which she accomplished that, Kathy's mother died. But from now on, every patient saved by Dr. Kathy Costello will be in debt to a woman they never met. And now you know the rest of the story.